Mark. So I'm just sitting here listening to you guys talking about the Enfit antennas, and I had a question. I'm very limited to the space where I can put my Enfit antenna. Is it okay to hand that antenna in sections, not in a straight line, like make like some kind of shape, like triangle shape or square or trapezius or whatever you can make it? I don't have no room to stretch the Enfit antenna in a straight line.
Yeah, okay. KD9WUEK4CUP. Mark, to me, if you are limited space, I don't see why it would not perform. Sometimes, you just got to improvise with what you got, and it should work proper for you. But let me see if anyone else, if they see my 160 antenna, the way that it's run, horizontal, vertical, and upside down, and in every which direction, you would say, well, that don't work. But now I've just got my wire, my 160 antenna just stretched in just multiple directions, and it works fine. So, but let me see if there's anyone else that may have a comment. I don't think it would matter, Mark, but anyway, let's see. Anyone else have an opinion or a comment about instead of just putting your Enfit up and your limited space, you might want to run it like a L or a triangle or of that sort. So anybody want to jump in and give a comment? Let me have your call sign, please. This is K4. CUP.
This is VE3 Foxtrot Echo Oscar with a comment.
All right, go ahead with your comment. Victor Echo 3 Foxtrot Tango. I'll mess it up, but anyway, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, this is Victor Echo 3 Foxtrot Echo Oscar. I tried to put together Enfit on my backyard, and it was at the fence level. I was able to do FT8 with a few people in Europe and America most of the time, but I'm trying now to put one level up, and then I can see that there are more reception and more signals. So I think that that's what I'm trying to do.